When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Go behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to a dangerous edition of Car Stuff.
Yes, fast car, danger, fire and knives.
Well, it's not really that dangerous, I don't think.
Ideas are dangerous.
Yeah, it could be. It could be dangerous. That's the thing. Like, wouldn't we talk about this today?
Yeah, it's arguable.
I've told you.
Yeah.
I halfway agree with this.
Okay, so Scott Benjamin, auto editor and expert at HowStuffWorks.com. That's you.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
I'm Ben Bolin. It's kind of confusing that we have the same name, but it's, you know, it's nice that it's your last name and my first name.
I think by now people got it straight.
Yeah, it just weirds me out to call you Mr. Benjamin. It's strange. But we're talking about today things that could possibly be dangerous in your car.
Now, yeah.
Not the core parts. We're not talking about brakes. We're not talking about transmissions. We're talking about accessories.
Accessories. Now, that's a tricky word here because
yeah,
what some of the things listed – we have an article on our site. Let's just get that right out in the
open
here. We have an article on our site that's called 10 Car Accessories That Could Be Dangerous. Now, I've seen this list and, you know, appear other places as well and, you know,
variations
of it. And I don't know. Some of them I agree with, Ben. Some of them I don't.
Yeah.
Some of them, I don't even know if they're really accessories or not. That's the weird gray area that you kind of fall into. Because what do you call it? What's truly a car accessory? Anything you add to your car, but what about something that you just kind of set in your car?
Uh-huh.
It's not really a part of the car that you're maybe just carrying along with you for that trip. Is that
right? Because
is that an accessory, really?
Yeah, because by that reasoning, if that's also an accessory, then that means that a rabid possum in your back seat could be a dangerous car accessory.
I guess so. I mean, does it have to be something you attach to your car? I don't know.
What's the line? Yeah,
we're not going to really answer that in this podcast. But we've got, you know, this list, and we should just go through this. You know,
sure.
And then we've got maybe – I got a couple of my own that I think maybe are maybe even a little bit more dangerous than the ones on this list.
Yeah, I'd like to add a couple as well. But
oh, good.
I got to ask though, Scott, mm-hmm. Full disclosure, as we're going through, let's tell the listeners if we have any of these.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Fair enough, yeah.
Okay.
All right, you want to start with number 10?
Yeah, number 10 is the lift kit. Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, top-heavy things like the flip – so when you use a lift kit to move your car's center of gravity, it's similar to putting a coin on its edge instead of on its face because the weight is distributed differently. Mm-hmm. So the higher you boost it, the higher you boost the vehicle, the greater the probability that the vehicle will flip. Now that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Understood. And you know what? I think I've mentioned this before. I've been in, my wife had a Jeep Wrangler for a while.
Oh yeah.
I always felt like I was going to roll over on turns in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just a higher center of gravity. I know it's not going to in normal driving conditions.
But you can feel it. I feel the difference.
I could feel it. I choose to have lower vehicles. In fact, the cars that I have, I like to even lower them more,
mm-hmm.
Instead of lifting them. I know that, you know, certain vehicles, you know, they want to be lifted, you know, trucks and off-road vehicles, that has benefits.
Yeah.
But we're talking about going beyond the level of safety, I guess.
Right. We're talking about lifting to the point where it's not that you want to get more clearance as much as you want to have a stylistic convention.
Exactly, exactly. So I can understand the lift kit would be dangerous in this situation.
Mm-hmm. What's number nine?
Number nine, colored fog lights. Now, we're not talking about like, you know, blue or red or, you know, right. something that's illegal. We're talking about some people use yellow fog lights for actual fog, mm-hmm. with the idea being that, you know, they cut through the fog better than the white lights do.
That's the idea.
That's the idea, but not true.
Nope.
Not true. It's all the same, really, and actually you can see white lights better, as it turns out, than you can the yellow fog lights. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, not someone else would be able to see you easier, I think, with white lights rather than the yellow fog lights.
Which makes the yellow fog lights potentially dangerous.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I
agree with that one, but are fog lights an accessory? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes they are. Sometimes if they're bolt on aftermarket.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Aftermarket's a huge business. It's like a.
It's true.
What, 300? I read somewhere that aftermarket is like a $300 billion a year industry in the United States alone.
Oh, we need to get in on the aftermarket game.
$300 billion a year in aftermarket accessories in the U.S. alone. That's amazing.
I've got one here. I lucked out the way mm-hmm. this list goes. Speaking of aftermarket, here's one that is definitely dangerous.
Sure.
Definitely potentially dangerous.
All right.
The dash-mounted television screens.
Yes.
Let me add to that the sun visor television screens.
Sun visor television
screens? You know, where you would normally put down the visor so that you could maybe have a mirror.
Sure.
Some people have a mirror there. Yeah. Some people just have a band to hold papers. Well, there are also people who have TVs hooked up there.
Oh, boy.
No, I can understand the appeal.
They're supposed to have some kind of safety where mm-hmm. they won't operate unless the vehicle's in park or the speed is 0 miles per hour. But in reality, everybody bypasses it. Not everybody, but some people bypass that and it is abused.
Now, it's a great accessory for parents, for instance, or for people on road trips. But it is, of course, dangerous potentially to other drivers as well, because it's distracting to mm-hmm. be behind somebody in a car and then you think, oh, they're watching my favorite scene from Back to the Future.
Sure, and you try to get a little closer to see what's going on.
And the next thing you know.
Yep. Crash.
Well, yeah.
Yep, exactly. Now, speaking of being distracted, here's another one. Number seven is
I want you to talk about this
GPS systems. This is probably – now that they're designed to be – relatively easy to use, and you have to even touch the screen on some of them to say that you agree not to use it while the vehicle's in motion. It's kind of got its own little quick terms and conditions at the head of the program.
Yeah.
However, you see a lot of people fiddling around with these in traffic.
Oh, sure.
And it's just as distracting as a phone could be or something like that.
I'll tell you, if you'll let me climb onto my soapbox briefly, Scott.
Sure.
All right. There are stories about people who are driving their vehicle with directions from a GPS, mm-hmm. and the GPS has an outdated map. So it will tell them to make a left where there is no left, or it'll tell them, you know, to pull over where there's a part of the road that you cannot pull over on.
Okay.
And people have been involved in accidents because they have taken the disembodied voice of their GPS over the evidence of, you know, their own sensations.
You mean there is no road there?
Right. Like there is not even a driveway.
I understand. Yet they're going to go for it anyways.
Because they're not paying attention, you know? They're paying attention to the voice.
I could not understand how you could just blindly follow something like that. Turn left now, and you turn left right now. You don't look first to do it. I don't know. I get it.
I cannot tell you how relieved I am that you agree with me.
I don't get that at all.
If you're like, well, I can understand that.
All right. So here we're getting to the part of the list where I absolutely don't agree with anything from this point forward. How about that?
Okay.
Is that strong enough?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. okay.
All right. Here's a stretch. Number six, cup holders. Come on. Do you even see that as an accessory? I guess if you buy these aftermarket ones that hang on the side of the door. Mm-hmm. You know, do you remember those from a long time ago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cars
didn't really have built-in cup holders the way they do now. So you'd hook it on the windowsill, mm-hmm. On the window of your door, and it was just this cheap plastic thing that would often break or whatever. But I could see where that would be dangerous and distracting. Because those had a, you know, I don't know, they would often fall off.
Because they were on the window. And the window is supposed to go there.
Tiny, tiny little hook that held them in place. Yeah. You know, you put a beverage in there and it's gone.
Sounds like we both got burned. Or soaked, I should say.
You could hang them anywhere. Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing is that according to – in our article here, it says insurance.com's list of the 10 most dangerous foods you consume while driving. Mm-hmm. Coffee. Which that's the number one item, right?
I don't drink coffee in the car.
And other drinks, even soft drinks, because of spills and just the, I guess the excitement that it causes when something spills. You know, even if everybody's probably been in this position. You go to put it, drink in the drink holder, you miss just a little bit, you know, it's off center a little, something else bumps it, and it spills on the floor. Sure. That's a huge distraction. I can understand that, but if you spill hot coffee on you or something like that, that's also a distraction. Now, I don't understand how a cup holder can be
that's my thing.
A dangerous accessory,
right? Like, why isn't it safer to have a cup holder than to not?
I'm tired of arguing this one.
Okay, limo tents.
Yeah, let's move on. Limo tents.
Number five.
Number five. So limo tents. Yeah. Okay. Crazy.
So they block 65% of the sun's heat in these tinted windows, 99% of the UV rays.
Okay.
They look cool.
Yeah, sure. They look cool.
But
I have tinted windows.
Yeah. Okay. Full disclosure.
In my car.
Scott does have tinted windows.
Yeah.
But it reduces the visibility of back windows.
They've never caused me any problem. I'll put it that way.
Knock on wood, man.
Even at night, mm-hmm. I can see through them just fine because you're inside. I understand that they're dangerous for police officers in certain situations.
Absolutely.
You know, if you have the front windows tinted, mm-hmm. You're not supposed to have the very front glass tinted unless I think there's conditions when you can. I've seen cars with the front window tinted, and I believe that's a medical thing. You have to have a doctor's note or something like that to provide, but I bet you get pulled over all the time.
I'm sure.
You know, cars and advertising will have tinted windows all the way around. You'll notice that really dark.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've never had a problem with having tinted windows in my car. Really dark in the back, slightly lighter on the passenger side doors, on the driver door. I've never had a problem seeing anything with them. And I think what they're saying in this article is that it eliminates some of the communication between drivers and pedestrians possibly.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get that, but maybe they can see where you're looking mm-hmm. to anticipate if you're going to continue on your path or if you're going to stop if you see them.
Sure, or if you can wave people in from the side or something like that.
Maybe.
Scott's not sold.
I'm not sold on
that
one.
What do you think then? If we're talking about tent, let's talk about number four, blackout kits.
Okay. I semi-agree with this one.
Okay.
I don't know how it's a dangerous accessory because light still gets through them. You can still see the lights. They're slightly dimmer,
sure,
than they were prior. But that's the point of this thing, right? I mean, it's actually for daytime image of the vehicle, I suppose, uh-huh. right?
To make it look more uniform. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
What do you think of this one?
Well, I see where they're going, and when I think of how this could be dangerous, like if I try to envision a scenario, then what I end up thinking of is weather conditions, where this sort of dimming could actually make it very difficult to see the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about dimmed out, or not actually dimmed out, but really it comes down to tinted headlights and tinted taillights.
Essentially.
Really, it's a dark covering to make it look – it's an appearance thing.
It's
all about
aesthetic.
Appearance. It's really aesthetic. Yeah, you're right. No purpose other than making the car look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you would want to dim your headlights, but that's what it does. And taillights. And that could be a problem. I could see this being a problem.
Right. I could see it. It really depends on the gradient of the tent, though, mm-hmm. to be honest with you.
Yeah, true. True. Yeah, because you might find that the headlights are plenty bright enough with the tent, and the taillights equally, you know, same thing.
So what do you think about the next one?
I don't think it's an accessory, but number three is a utility trailer.
Right.
And I don't know.
I mean, I don't think it's an accessory.
Even the author says, you know, maybe not in this case, but for this article, let's just call it an accessory because, you know, some of the different things that can happen with a trailer, you know, it could break loose. Some of the items on the trailer can bounce off and cause, you know, harm to other drivers, other vehicles.
Yeah.
I guess I can kind of see where, you know, this is attached to the vehicle, but it's only temporarily attached to the vehicle.
Right.
It comes on and off with ease. You really don't carry a utility trailer all the time. Mm-hmm. Like you would to some of these other accessories that where they're attached all the time.
Yeah, good point. I respect the author for pointing out that, you know, is it really? Mm-hmm. Well, and they're only putting it in there because it is such a dangerous add-on.
Yeah, I guess so. And it's the care with which the driver, uses this add-on.
Yeah, the way you turn.
Yeah, exactly. The way they're attached. You know, mostly because, you know, if it comes loose, the breakaway trailer is no good in any case.
How about, okay, can I do this one?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so this is in-car microwave, number two on our list.
In-car microwave, is that a very common accessory, Ben?
I don't have one, and I've never been in a car where someone's like, you know what, Ben, I love microwave meals so much that I cannot wait to get home or even to a microwave.
I would love to have a toaster oven.
You really?
Sure.
Are you serious?
Oh, sure. You could cook pizza slices in there. You could keep your sandwiches warm.
Sure. It just swerved nice. Through traffic.
Yeah, exactly. No, but in-car microwave, I'm going to say I don't know anyone that has ever had an in-car microwave, but they do make them.
Yeah, this is one of the ones that I looked up. You know, our writer lists their source here too. So I went through the sources and I was surprised, but there's an important part here. When we say in-car microwave, yes, I agree that that's not the best thing to put in your car, man.
You know, you shouldn't be in there preparing a meal while you're driving.
Right, right. Or if you are someone who needs to maybe live in your car or be in there for an extended amount of time, just pull over, dude. Mm-hmm. You know what? And there are, as our author goes on to describe, there are a bunch of other plug-in electronic devices.
Yeah, some strange ones, huh?
Now, I used to have one of those plug-in refrigerator kind of things.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was like a cooler almost, but you plugged it in to where the cigarette lighter, or I guess now the outlet, right?
Yeah.
You plugged it in where in there, right?
And you just kept this in your car?
Uh-huh. I took it on a trip with me.
Oh, cool.
And it was cool. It kept the drinks cool. But the thing is, I didn't really need it. You know, the more I thought about it, I could just have a cooler of ice because it's not like I was on a two-week exodus or anything.
Yeah, so. I guess so. I don't know. I can actually see the use for something like what you're talking about.
Right.
It's kind of a pain to have a cooler full of ice. You got to dump out later and you got to stop somewhere and buy the ice or maybe
right,
even
yeah.
just – create the ice at home, you know, and that recipe is hard to find in the recipe book that you've got. So I'm kidding.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's my –
like so anyways, everybody knows how to make ice, right? So I was looking at some of these other ones that are mentioned. You know, refrigerators is one, and I thought that was a little strange. But now that you mention it, I can see a small cooler being valuable.
Yeah.
But – boy, popcorn poppers?
Who has that?
A Wi-Fi router? I can understand that. I kind of can understand that one. I can kind of get that one. For somebody who operates a business, they might use something like that.
Right. You're a traveling professional.
In a work truck or a van or something.
Sure.
You know, you almost set up an office in your vehicle.
Yeah.
I can get that. But personal grooming equipment. So they're talking about like, you know, men's shavers and things like
right.
that. I can kind of see that. Coffee makers, there should be no need to make coffee, actually fresh brewed coffee in your car.
I mean, I love coffee, but that's a bad idea.
Yeah, the way they make thermoses and stuff now, I mean, you know, the cups, you should be able to take
yeah.
along what you need. So I don't know. I there's one mention here also that I thought was really strange.
What's that?
An undercar deep fryer.
Finally. My day has come.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. Who has an undercar deep fryer?
I'm going to get one. I'm leaving now.
This is crazy. All right.
Wait. I can't leave yet.
Oh, yeah.
We have to talk about numero uno.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What's that?
Musical car horn.
Oh, come on.
A musical car horn. So,
like the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the Dukes
Playing
of Hazzard.
Dixie.
I was thinking the Cheers theme song just because that would be crazy.
Sure.
To hear. And the point is.
How is that a dangerous accessory?
Right. Here's the idea. You're about to be in an accident. You are honking your horn the correct way, the way you should use it to alert another driver to a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of beep, you hear something like, sometimes you want to go. And then,
oh boy,
the logic being that this will just distract the driver that you're trying to warn. And, you know, you guys will go on your merry way to the hospital with the Cheers theme song stuck in your head.
Okay. I can kind of see your point here in
yeah.
that in a panic situation, you don't want the horn to be playing the Yellow Rose of Texas.
Sure.
Yeah. You want it to alert somebody quickly, get out of the way, or I'm headed towards you.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I understand. I get that one. I kind of get that one, but to call it a dangerous accessory, I don't know, because I think the horn, I always thought that these musical horns were in addition to your normal car horn. Maybe I'm wrong, but okay. I thought that you had to select the music that you wanted to play. Maybe I'm way off on this. Maybe that is your default horn at some point. And what's really cool now, and I didn't know this until I read this, was that, and this is probably even older, this may have been a long time, you're able to download MP3 files and play whatever song you would like to. So you can gather something from the internet and broadcast it through speakers in your car.
And yeah, I think that's cool. It's, I see what we're saying here because it is, again, potential danger.
Yeah.
Right?
Pure novelty.
But I don't – you know, I just don't know how dangerous it is. I know that people are acclimated to hearing something that sounds like a car horn. So I know that if you're in an accident, you hear behind you, "Auga," or something like that, it's going to take you just maybe a fraction of a second longer to go – holy mackerel, that's a car horn, and I am that's in danger
old,
of an accident.
That's an old car horn, Ben.
Yeah.
The Ooga horns. Those are great.
I love those.
I do too. All right. So we've picked through this list and you know, said what we agree with and what we disagree with. You got a couple you want to give, or you want me to?
You go first. And we'll...
All right. I got a few that I thought were maybe slightly more dangerous than this, and you can even argue if these are accessories or not.
Okay.
I took a couple off the list. Just full disclosure here.
Yeah.
I took some things off that I didn't really think were accessories. They're more like add-ons to the engine for performance or mileage.
Okay. Okay.
Which were, and these two, I took these off, but the, you know, those metal discs that look like fan blades that you're supposed to put in your intake of the car.
Yeah.
I took that off because I don't know if that's really an accessory or not. I don't think it is.
Okay.
But those are the ones that would often, they say they break free. They're just like little pieces of aluminum.
Yeah.
I think those are a bad idea. The ones that swirl the air and they're supposed to, you know, give you improved mileage and things like that. I don't know about that. All right. Here's one that I thought was really dangerous.
What's that?
Flamethrower exhaust.
Oh, yeah.
Dangerous. Dangerous stuff, but very cool at the same time.
It does look – what I was going to say.
The hot rods, you know, if you haven't seen flamethrower exhaust ever, take a look at it online. You'll find a ton of videos because this is a kind of a cool hot rod aftermarket thing that people do. And it's definitely dangerous, but equally cool to watch.
We should go back and forth because there's one that I wanted to mention. You see it sometimes with traveling salesmen where you have the coat rack thing, the closet rack bar that goes across the back seat.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm miming this out for Scott.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You know
what
it is. And the
looks like a shower rod.
Right. Perfect. Yes. Yeah. And the problem with that is not so much when it's there without anything on it, but when it blocks your view of the rear view.
Mm-hmm.
And in that same vein, I think anything that does that, any sort of accessory you get that will block your view from the rear view mirror through your back window is potentially dangerous.
You know, you just made me think of something that is not on my list, and I don't know if it's an accessory, but something you don't see very often anymore. And I promise I'll wrap this up quick.
But, sure.
The speakers that people would place on the rear deck of their car. Just the speakers that were unbolted.
Uh-huh.
Those were heavy. And, you know, often there was just two pieces of wire that would go up from the trunk area and attach to these speakers. And in a panic stop, or more likely if you collided with something, if, you know, a front-end collision with anything, you know, when the car comes to an abrupt stop, those are like missiles. And they're heavy missiles in the back of the car. I mean, anyone sitting in the back seat is going to take it in the back of the head. And, you know, if it comes all the way to the front, you know, good luck. Because those things weigh, you know, the big magnets on the bottom of those speakers.
Right.
Heavy. And they're sharp, too. Not anything soft about those. So you don't see that very often anymore.
I think you've answered the reason why as well.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But, you know, it used to be that just about every other car on the road had those in there.
Because,
you know, the factory speakers were so poor.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody would add these aftermarket speakers, and that was the reason.
But they've gone the way of beaded seat covers.
Yeah, I think so. Because, you know, the factory systems are becoming so much better, and they're made by, you know, custom audio manufacturers, and it's just, anyways.
Quick, do you think someone's going to write in and ask us why we didn't say anything about sound systems? Surely somebody's going to say a sound system past a certain noise level is dangerous.
True, true. And some of the more elaborate systems that are a distraction as well, with the screens that fold out and articulate.
Sure.
And the amazing displays.
But again,
they're
now so cool.
Yeah, they are cool. They are cool.
I'm sorry. Go
All
ahead.
All right. So here's another one.
Yeah.
Cheap external add-ons.
Okay.
What do you think about that? Like the wings that you can buy, you know, at these aftermarket stores and body kits and things like that, and just, you know, the neon stuff. And
they have an alarming intensity to fall off.
I'm talking about the stuff that, yeah, exactly. The people maybe don't install all that well.
Sure.
And they have a, you know, exactly, a propensity to fall off on the highway. Mm-hmm. Seen stuff like that happen, and it's bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news for the driver behind you. It's bad news for you because you lost your accessory, mm-hmm. ruins the look of the car, whatever. I mean, you know, once it's torn from where it should be. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I've seen some pretty cheap add-ons that have not done so well.
And one thing I like about that is one of the accessories we've mentioned that does not – well, first, is clearly an accessory. Mm-hmm. And secondly, does not depend on the driver's behavior to become dangerous. Like a lot of the stuff we're mentioning, like an in-car microwave, although it's not my thing, is not dangerous unless someone tries to use it while mm-hmm. they're driving.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfectly fine while you're parked.
Yeah. But this stuff could happen.
In motion.
This stuff could just fall off. Okay. We kind of hit it with sound system.
I'll hit you with my last one here then, and tell me what you think of this one. This is kind of fun because remember before we came on air, I was asking you about that type of machine gun where the barrel spins.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's the Gatling gun, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you answered that question for me. There is an exhaust add-on that is called the Tail Gunner Exhaust, and you'll see these on motorcycles mostly. But it does exactly what it sounds like. When the exhaust gas flows through the exhaust pipe, it spins what looks like a gun barrel, like a Gatling gun barrel.
Yeah, okay.
And it'll spin it, and the faster you rev the engine, the faster the Gatling gun spins. And it's just kind of a neat little add-on. Supposedly, it boosts power because of back pressure at low speeds, and at high pressure, it actually pulls exhaust through the system better. So apparently, there's some performance benefits to this thing. It's not for everybody, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You see a lot of critics either way. You know, some people love it, some people hate it. Mm-hmm. But again, it's called Tail Gunner Exhaust. And take a look online and see what you think about it. But that's one of those that it's a distraction to other people. I don't know if it's really dangerous, but I thought it seemed like a place to add something like that or throw that in here.
Yeah, I wanted to the last thing I had was it's kind of lame. We've sort of already covered it with sound systems and monitors in vehicles. But video games and Blu-ray or DVD players, I think video games more so can be enormously distracting. I saw somebody, Scott, fiddling with their DVD player in traffic time. You know,
I know that at these import auto shows, a lot of times they'll have a variety of gaming systems installed in the car with an in-dash large screen to play, you know, driving games is usually what they have.
Yeah.
But any kind of game. And I don't know. I'm sure that, you know, if you can alter these things, you know, they're installed professionally, of course, and they're installed, you know, by somebody who knows exactly what they're doing. They know how to bypass any of the safeties that would be in place mm-hmm. To keep it from being played well in motion. So, you know, if it's passengers playing, that's one thing. It's still a distraction to the driver if it's in the driver's field of view.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I swear I've seen controllers built into the driving the steering wheel as well. And I shudder to think of somebody in traffic actually doing that. I think it's mostly for looks.
Yeah.
But you know somebody's tried it.
Somebody has tried everything at this point.
Yeah.
Scott, are we just old fogies? Are we just cranky old men?
I hate to be, you know, such a naysayer about some of this stuff, but some of it doesn't seem – I don't know. It doesn't seem right to add to this list. But other things I can clearly see as being a distraction or dangerous to the driver or other people around them. And I know that people have got others. It's kind of a pet peeve thing, really.
Yeah, exactly. So this is your chance, listeners, to vent a little bit to us and the rest of your fellow listeners by writing to us on Facebook or Twitter, letting us know what you think makes a dangerous car accessory.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? One more thing. This could be anything. This could be, you know, see, somebody may have been hit by a bike rack that fell off of a car.
Nice,
so,
nice
and that's an add-on accessory. That's a bike rack is an accessory, and if it's not installed right,
yeah,
it could fall off. And you know, of course, the person who is struck by that would say, "Ah, oh, you know what? I hate those bike racks on cars." So,
yeah.
You know, this can go anywhere, really.
Yeah, you could even say bumper stickers, smart aleck bumper stickers.
Yeah, because you have to speed up to see what they say.
Sure, or they make you get in an accident with someone, you know?
Exactly.
Finger quote accident.
Yeah, sure.
No, we're not telling you to hit people if you don't like their bumper stickers.
Oh, that's where you're going with this.
No, that's where I'm making sure no one else goes.
Oh, you're not going there.
But people should go to check out this article on our website. And if you'd like to drop Scott and I a line to tell us about your experience with car accessories or to give us an idea for an upcoming show, go ahead, man. Send us an email at
carstuff@howstuffworks.com.
Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join How Stuff Works staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow. The How Stuff Works iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.